Welcome to the Next Greatest Thing podcast, powered by the Arkansas Valley Electric Cooperative Corporation. This podcast is a place where we come together with electric experts and dedicated operators to discuss current co-op events, leading edge technologies, and communicate with AVECC members. We are Arkansas Valley Electric, changing the communities we serve.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Next Greatest Thing, a podcast brought to you by Arkansas Valley Electric. In today's episode, we will be shining our employee spotlight on Miss Roxy Smith. Roxy's bio reads, "I oversee the day-to-day operations of the Ozark headquarters lobby and drive-thru, where I assist members with billing, payments, and any questions they may have concerning their energy usage. I apply memberships and deposits and help with capital credits. I also work with our collections team by sending unpaid accounts to online collection services. I also mail final bill refund checks. In addition, I assist with Waverill Connect signups and equipment returns. I love Arkansas Valley Electric members. I get to see our members face-to-face on a regular basis and have been able to develop friendships over the years with people across our service territory. I get to see a side of our members that other employees may not have the opportunity to see. Without a doubt, I love the people I have the privilege to work with. They have become like family to me." Quite the bio, Roxy Smith. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
You have worked here for 21 years.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about what that's looked like over two decades?
There's been a lot of changes over the decade, and I've really enjoyed it. I've gone through, I think, five managers, and they've all been great to work for.
So I get the distinction of the one running you off.
Yes.
Great.
Yes, it's the last two that has caused me to have to leave.
The other one being Tony Wilson. We don't want to leave him out, correct?
Right, okay. Correct.
He did ask for you to mention him in the podcast.
He did. He didn't tell me how to mention him. He just asked me to mention him.
He did. That's the last thing he said.
That's right. And I did that. And then also I got to see the new building. I got to be a part of, you know, working in the new building.
So you've always been in the lobby, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Started with Shirley Brown?
Yes.
And then Shirley retired several years ago.
She retired in 2010, and then after that, I was under Sandy Edgen. And then when Sandy retired, I was under Cindy Bowman, and then Greg Davis and Tony, and then you and Tony.
And then after Shirley left, though, you kind of took over the mainstay in the lobby, correct?
Yes, yeah. I started overseeing the lobby.
So you mentioned in your bio you see members on a daily basis. How do you believe your job impacts Arkansas Valley Electric?
So I believe that I've come to, you know, for the customers to can trust me. And, you know, I've been able to help them, and I've developed friendships with them, like I said, you know, before. And, you know, they can come with me, you know, or come to me if they have a problem and need assistance. I've been able, you know.
And folks on the podcast probably don't know, Roxy works in the lobby. My office is right behind, so I get to see and hear a lot of the people. And, I mean, there's a ton of people that ask for Roxy, or you talk to them in a way that I don't think people get with other utilities, right? So it's truly face-to-face. You know these people. They've yes. came to love the service that you and the other MSRs provide. I think that's awesome.
Yes.
So before here, you were at the Farmers Co-op?
Farmers Co-op in Fort Smith. I worked there for 15 years. And I did basically the same thing. You know, worked with all the customers and, you know, worked the counter.
So how did you end up at Arkansas Valley Electric? Just heard of a job opening, or?
Well, Shirley had called my sister to see if I'd be interested. And so I called and talked to her, and then I talked to the office manager at the time, Jay Logan, and they helped me get on. And that's how I became.
So you bring up your sister, Sonia.
Yes.
So the triplets, Sonia, Roxy, and Sherry all work at utilities, front offices, right?
Yes.
How long before those two retire?
Oh, Sonia probably has another 8 years, and Sherry probably 3 years.
They won't be able to do it.
No.
See all the fun you're having.
That's right. They'll just have to go ahead and do it.
Sherry will have a front row seat, seeing you driving up and down the road and her having to slave at her job. And it's not going
to
work.
I'll have to go by and honk and wave at her every day.
Yeah. So what does your daily life look like when you enter the building?
I come in, I get the front ready. You know, I get the drawers open, the computers turned on, and ready for the customers for the day to begin.
All with a cup of coffee in hand.
All with a cup of coffee in hand that I have to have. I mean, I make it at home, so then that way I don't have to leave my area to go get it.
Bam-o.
Bam-o.
What do you love about the co-op that you might want to tell our members? Is there one thing that sets us apart from other jobs that you've had, maybe?
I think we're probably a family. We're close-knit, and if there's, you know, you can always go and talk to the people or, you know, to the people above you if you need, you know, their help. But I just think that we're a close-knit family.
It's awesome. We don't go over these, obviously, before, but that's the one answer that's almost always the same, and that speaks volumes for our cooperative.
And I'll say on you, Roxy, I remember the day I interviewed here, and you walked up to me, you greeted me in the lobby, and I thought, if I get this job, we're going to be friends. Like, there was just something about you, like, I knew that we were going to get along. And my office is right behind the lobby. There's a wall there, but I'm really close, and it's so fun to see people from all over the building come to the lobby to visit you, from all over, from dispatch, HR, member services. People come down the guys from the outside, they all want to stop and they want to see you. You know, you have befriended so many people here, you know, and it's just really fun to see, because I never know when I walk around the corner who's going to be there.
I like to talk. And another reason, I'm sure they don't just come to see me. They come to get my candy.
Yeah, so perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect lead in to the lightning round. I'm going to change this up a little bit. We usually ask people, what's your favorite work snack? But I want to put a twist on this. Roxy puts out lots of candy in the lobby. What type of candy, when you put it out, is the most desirable by the folks that visit you? Which one can you not keep in stock?
Peanut M&Ms.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the go-to.
But the really, I mean, if you're having a bad day, and I don't remember when I found your stash. I think I probably saw somebody walk in real fast, open the door, get the big, I mean, it's a big storage container of candy. I thought, whoa, how do we get there? And I mean, on a daily basis, that thing gets out multiple times.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody knows where it's at.
And you've been doing that for a long time, right?
I've done that for years, even over in the old building. I've probably been doing this 13 years.
Do you ever go get candy, Brandon?
No, I try not to, but they haven't been able to come over as much now because they're all in school. But when my kids would visit, that was the pit stop.
Oh, yeah.
Roxy, get some candy.
Yes. If any of the employees had kids, that was the first thing they would have to do is come to my desk and get their candy. They would...
You're an expert.
Legend.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
I don't buy my own candy anymore.
You don't have to.
I used to keep a stash, and I just don't anymore.
Some people might call that mooching, Barbara.
I put stuff in there.
Okay. I was just giving you a hard time. She didn't like that comment.
I do. I do put stuff in there.
She does.
Not as much as Roxy, but I try.
I was joking with you.
Well.
I've never added to the candy the candy fund, so I'm really the mooch.
That's okay.
So, Roxy, you go and get drinks from Sonic on most days, if not every day.
Oh, every day.
Yeah. Absolutely. What's the go-to at happy hour?
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea?
Yes.
Every time?
Every time.
Nothing in it?
Well, I wouldn't want to say that. You know,
oh.
No, nothing in it.
I was meaning the specialty flavors that Sonic
peach,
provides.
Cherry. No,
raspberry.
Absolutely straight sweet tea.
She does not care because she's out of here in March, so she's giving into all her secrets. We should have brought that up. Roxy is retiring in a couple of months. No, month and a half,
month
I guess.
Month and a half, March 31st.
So... as we've talked about, you come into contact with a bunch of people, and a lot of them are what I would call regulars that are in here. I'm not going to ask you your favorite customer, but I'll ask you, or member, I'll ask you which one comes to mind first when you say, I'm going to miss interacting with that member that I've done so for 21 years.
I don't think I could just pick one member. Because I have got so many that I have become close to over the years. And I couldn't just say, oh, I'm going to miss just this one member, because I'm going to miss every one of them that I have come in contact with. Because I have made a special bond with, you know, with them, and I'm going to miss them.
I figured that would have been your answer. I'm not going to press you any harder on that. So Roxy also loves to shop.
Absolutely.
What's your go-to place to go spend some money?
Zobugs in Charleston.
Oh, that surprised me a little bit.
Oh, really?
Not that Zobugs is awesome. My wife spends a lot of money there. So we had a chamber meeting this morning at Paris. Have you been to the little boutique there?
Allen Calgar.
Yep, yeah, that's where it was at.
I try to go about every other week.
So you just break it up.
I break it up. I don't want to just spend my, you know, I want to keep it hometown, spend it.
That's right. Shop local.
That's right.
Both of those are very nice places to shop.
I consider Charleston, Ozark, Paris, all local.
So we, our engineering manager, Chris Howe, his wife has opened one up in Ozark on the square, correct? What's the name of that one?
Willow Lane.
Yes. So you've been there.
Yes.
Nowhere to get Roxy gift cards for her retirement party. All the local boutiques. Okay, last one.
Okay.
And this is the one that I can't wait to ask you this. So, I know that Carlton, Jabbo to some, is getting close to retirement as well. What's Roxy's number one to do for Carlton upon his retirement?
Remodel my house.
Oh, wow. So he's not even get the opportunity to ease into retirement.
No.
Whoosh.
Do you already know what you want?
Absolutely. Of course, I've already been shopping for that.
Wow. Sorry, Jabbo. He's in trouble. He and some of the golfing buddies, I'm sure they'll knock that out real quick.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. They'll have to go to the golf course and discuss it before they knock it out.
Right. Well, you got in from a male perspective, we have to make sure that we are on the same page. We have everything planned out, and sometimes you have to do that at the golf course or at a game at the lake. I mean, give us a break, Roxy.
All right.
Anything else you want to share?
I've just really enjoyed my years here. I'm going to miss everybody. I appreciate the opportunity to be a part of this.
You're awesome. You'll be missed. I know that. I've been here 16 years, so worked all of those with you, obviously, and I can say that it's not been a business relationship. We've been friends, and I know that you're like that with a lot of folks here, so you've definitely left a lasting impression on folks. I can guarantee that.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss a bunch of folks like that. Fred and Don and Johnny Ree and just a ton of Bobby Standridge.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of them leaving. But there's nothing else you want to add, Jenkins, Jenkins, thank you for taking the captain's chair over the last month.
You're welcome.
Am I now the producer and you're the host? Am I co-hosting right now?
Definite co-host, okay. And I can give you the SD card after.
All right. So no, I do not need to be involved in production. So for Roxy Smith, producer Barbara Jenkins, I'm Brandon Fisher. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to The Next Greatest Thing, powered by the Arkansas Valley Electric Cooperative Corporation. Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at MyEnergyAVECC. Visit our website at www.avecc.com. We hope to see you down the line.